On the KSRO live line with us, as he is every week, is Robert Thompson. He's the director of the Blyer Center for TV and Pop Culture at Syracuse University. Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start out with something serious. When we talk about our culture over the course of the last week or so, we have to talk about the school shootings in Florida and the effect on our culture of children's voices. I mean, they've been powerful, eloquent. It really seems to be making a difference.
Yeah, this is the one, I mean, with these school shootings, they come one right after another. But one of the big differences here is this new element. Now, that isn't to say that they haven't interviewed survivors of school shootings. They've been doing that since Columbine, at
sure.
least.
Yeah.
But what's different here is the nature of those responses. And, of course, the immediate, you know, we've already had the town hall and all of these other things. And one of the things I find extraordinary is how articulate, you know, whenever you talk to me, I'm constantly saying, and I'm pausing, and I'm not finishing sentences. The ability of a lot of these students who have just gone through some really traumatic things to speak in such articulate, professional ways is I think, really remarkable.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. And I think that's one of the reasons, you know, why it's been so powerful, that and the very, very little time, as you said, that's transpired between the actual event and these kids, you know, showing up, speaking at their schools, going to Washington, sitting down with the president yesterday for a, you know, listening session. I think it's been a remarkable, and it will be interesting to see if this difference is the one that will make a difference moving forward.
It will be interesting indeed to see that.
And on the much, much lighter side, we are less than a week and a half away from the Oscars, and so that'll be an interesting conversation. In advance of that, there are a bunch of new movies heading our way. You know, we talked about Tom Hanks's Mr. Rogers. Who else could play that part?
You know, I would have never thought of Tom Hanks. If someone has come up to me and say, cast Mr. Rogers, I would have never thought of Tom Hanks.
Really?
But the minute someone I heard that that's who had been cast, I thought, this is the perfect casting decision.
I agree.
Mr. Rogers, of course, his first national episode was 50 years ago Monday, and PBS is going to play episodes next week, Monday through Friday. You have to check when your local station will do it. And not only is this Tom Hanks casting been announced, but in March there's going to be a documentary on PBS, March 6th, I think. There's another one that's going to play in theaters. In March, the U.S. Postal Service will release a stamp on Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
There's a biography coming out. This is getting a lot of attention, and I think deservedly so.
Oh, yeah, he made an impression, absolutely. Are there, now, spring is right around the corner, Robert. Any big other big movies that we're expecting to come out?
Well, I think the movie that everybody's talking about, the Black Panther movie, of course, is already out.
Yeah.
And I have never heard a comic book, you know, a superhero movie talked about in such glowing terms by such a wide variety of people.
Well, it made a ton of money. There's no question about that.
That's right.
Yeah. And, of course, with the Oscars coming up and Jimmy Kimmel back at the helm this year, it should be interesting since, you know, he has made the transition from late night talk show host really into the world of politics, whether it's healthcare or gun control or whatever. So it'll be an interesting performance to see how he merges the two on week from Sunday night.
It will be. I mean, you really don't know what to expect because you're right. He can go one night where he's just doing goofy jokes, and then he can go the next night and be bursting into tears over
yeah.
some impassioned political speech. And, of course, with the Oscars, it's not quite the Super Bowl audience, but it's a pretty big audience.
Yes, it is. And that brings me to one other thing I'd like to bring up with you, Robert, and that is a celebrity speaking out. We know about the feud between LeBron James and Laura Ingraham, the Fox News host. She's saying, shut up and dribble. He's saying, I am not just an athlete. I can say what I want. And that comes up a lot at the Oscars, too. You know, people have a political statement and other people say, hey, I'm watching for the entertainment. Don't mess that up.
Yeah, well, that whole I'm just watching for the entertainment when it comes to music and sports and all the rest of it. American popular culture has been political since the beginning of American popular culture. Folk songs, Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali. I mean, the list is a long one. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to pay attention to or believe every political idea that comes out of a celebrity's mouth. Some of them are pretty goofy. A lot of them are pretty goofy.
But like regular life, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
But the whole notion of what the American experiment is that you don't have to be a professional politician. And if you happen to be someone who, when you open your mouth, a microphone will be there to listen, I see no problem with using that pulpit. Once again, people can respond to it however they want.
Absolutely.
And Laura Ingraham has certainly, certainly done that.
Yeah.
But I think the idea that people who sing should only sing, people who play basketball should only play basketball, I think is a ridiculous idea.
I agree.
Based in no reality.
I agree. And proof positive, there you are. You're outside of your regular chair at Syracuse University, and here you are spewing opinions as I ask you for them. How dare you, Robert?
There you go.
Hey, thanks for being with us this morning. Always look forward to it, and
we'll
talk again.
LeBron's opinions in many cases may be more interesting than mine.
That's up for debate. And we'll talk to you next week in advance of the Oscars, Robert. Thanks for being here.
I'll look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.